USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. The internal watchdog for the Homeland Security Department visited four facilities. They say inspectors found serious risks. In California, nooses were found in detainees' cells and also inadequate medical care. In New Jersey, there was spoiled food and moldy bread. Both of those locations had unusable toilets and mold in the bathrooms. The report says ICE has taken steps to correct the problems. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a vacation this summer, USA's Tim Berg has tips on how to stay safe.
As many people gear up for that summer vacation, what can you do when you're traveling on the road to keep yourself safe? I had a chance to catch up with Jason Hansen. Now, he's a former CIA officer, a security specialist, and New York Times best-selling author. One of the things I asked Jason was what you can do. What's one tip you should remember if you're traveling over the summer?
You know, I'd say something so simple, and this is especially true for women. If your wife is checking into the hotel alone or girlfriend or whatever, is in a lot of places, especially overseas, people case hotel lock. So if a woman checks in, whenever you check in, the representative always says, how many keys would you like to your room? Well, if you say one, then they know you're single. So anytime I check into a hotel personally, and a lot of times I'm traveling alone, I always ask for two hotel keys. That way they think there's somebody else in there. They know I'm not alone, so it'll be a harder target. So that's just one simple thing anybody can do, is always request two keys, even if you're alone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A long engagement for singer Celine Dion has come to an end. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The superstar singer putting on the final performance of her 16-year Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on Saturday night. The 51-year-old Dion says it's a bittersweet feeling to be ending that run, noting that Vegas allowed her some stability to be able to raise her kids instead of always traveling on tour. Though Dion's music career certainly isn't over just yet, she'll be kicking off her Courage World Tour on September 18th, and will be visiting more than 50 cities across the USA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Texas is going to allow more teachers to have weapons in school under bills signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. One of the new laws allows for a school marshal program that requires 80 hours of training. Also, schools will have even more access to mental health resources. The legislation is the state's response to a 2018 mass shooting where 10 people died at Santa Fe High School near Houston. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at USA Radio.